Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Courtney Cox from Carbon Events and Recreation. Courtney, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me again.
You know, last week, you guys had just quite the excitement. I mean, the Girls Just Want to Have Fun Expo Friday and Saturday. That looked like it was packed. We were just talking about it off air. There were so many booths there. So many people were selling out. There were lots of good problems to be had for these vendors.
There were lots of good problems. So initially, it started with us having to expand the event because we had so much vendor interest. So that was a great problem for us to have is finding the room to accommodate more. And we did. And I think next year will be even bigger. But I was telling you guys outside that we actually had vendors towards the end of Saturday who were selling out of their goods and shutting down early, which, again, is a really good problem to have. The foot traffic was great. People seemed to be enjoying themselves. Ladies were taking advantage of manicures and getting jewelry and just all sorts of stuff. Great food. We had a ball.
You know, from everything I've heard the public say, they loved this event. So it was props to you guys for putting that on. Just a great hit for the community. And now we're bringing you in to talk about something that the community is going to love equally, if not as more.
This is our big one.
This is something that has been in the works for a few months now, but the Black Diamond Rodeo
is back.
Coming back to Carbon County.
Black Diamond Rodeo is back. We are so excited to be able to bring this back to our community. It's such a nostalgic event. Who doesn't know the name Black Diamond Rodeo around here? As we were planning this rodeo, we were able to trace this back to at least the 1950s. So if anybody out there knows when the Black Diamond Rodeo truly got its start, we would love to know that. But, it went away for a while. It went away kind of shortly after 2015. And we had the opportunity to partner with All In Pro Rodeo and make this happen for our community. So that's going to be June 6th and 7th this year. Tickets are actually opening up for sale already, and you can visit our website, blackdiamondrodeo.com, for more information on it. That is under construction, so be patient with us as we kind of tweak that and fine-tune it. But another thing is we're going to be offering a queen contest, so if anybody is interested in being our Black Diamond Rodeo queen here in Carbon County, we are opening that event to Carbon and Emery County residents. And so much more. It's just going to be such a phenomenal event. I can't wait.
So let's talk about the behind-the-scenes process of bringing this rodeo to Carbon County.
Oh,
of course, All In Pro Rodeo comes, presents at a commission meeting.
And I chased them down outside.
You chased them down outside. What was that conversation like initially about bringing this rodeo back to Carbon County?
That conversation consisted of saying, I'm one of the co-chairs of the fair committee. We have wanted to bring in a rodeo professional rodeo for a very long time, and we would love to be able to see if we could work together to make this happen. So we did, with the commissioner's blessing, we were able to partner with All In, and he's got some incredible contacts that, we're going to have a great funny man. We're going to have a great announcer there. We have some cool things that are going to be coming along with this rodeo. So
now, in the planning process for this rodeo, did you guys run into any problems you had to overcome, or was it more of a smooth sailing trip to getting this organized?
That is one of those questions that I'm almost afraid to answer because I don't want to jinx it, Aiden. But so far, it's been good. And this is a very big learning process. So now we kind of have an offshoot of our Carbon County Fair Committee. We have our rodeo committee. And it consists of five or six of us along with All In Pro Rodeo working together. And it's been a learning process for all of us. It's been great, though. We're actually getting ready to go visit All In this weekend. They have an event that they've invited us to, so we can kind of see what happens behind the scenes day of and during the event. So that'll be really helpful for us.
Yeah, it'll be really good to have that frame of reference. Now, on a more personal level, what are you most excited for about this rodeo coming to Carbon?
I could tell you several things. I don't know how much time we have, but I did tell my rodeo committee that I gotta, be the authentic part. So, the boots and the hat have to be purchased. It gave me a really good excuse for that. There's a lot of things. We're offering some sponsorship packages. There's actually several. So if there's any businesses listening out there who are interested in being a sponsor of the Black Diamond Rodeo, we would love to hear from you. But one of our largest sponsorship packages includes what we like to refer to as the shark cage. It is the cage experience. But essentially, they're going to stake down this round cage in the middle of the arena during the bull riding, and our top sponsors will have the opportunity to go sit as a group in this cage, and you are literally right in the middle of the action of this bull riding. I've heard that bulls have even hooked horns onto this cage, and it is staked to the ground. So, you know, you're relatively safe as far as sitting in a cage in a middle of an arena with an upset bull goes, but... You know, it's going to be fun. I can't wait.
Now, if there are businesses who are listening right now who want to get in contact with you, what's the best way to reach out to Carbon Rec to get a sponsorship package?
You can call 636-3702 and ask to speak to me. You can also reach out to any of my rodeo committee, which their contact information is on our website. And that, again, is blackdiamondrodeo.com. But that's probably going to be your two easiest ways. Or stop in at the recreation office and we can have a chat and see what package works best for you.
And then one more time for people who might have joined us midway through this conversation. When is the Black Diamond Rodeo happening?
The Black Diamond Rodeo is returning to Carbon County June 6th and 7th.
Well, Courtney, thank you again as always for taking the time. But before we let you go, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, we can't wait for you to experience our events this summer. We've got some great things coming up and... We think the community is going to love them.
Well, Courtney, thank you again, as always, for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Courtney Cox from Carbon Events and Rec. And we were talking about one of the biggest announcements of this summer, the return of the Black Diamond Rodeo to Carbon County coming up June 6th and 7th. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.